We are joined on the line by George Armstrong, who is here to chat with us about Ardnamurry Starsfield's haunted house on the hill. Good morning, George. How are you?
How are you, Niall, is it?
Niall here, yeah, and Sarah as well.
Hello.
How are you? How are you getting on?
Not too bad now. So, you've a haunted house coming up very shortly.
We have our haunted house on the hill event again. This is our third year running it. So we're in full flow now, getting ready to scare the living daylights out of people. Go on.
Oh no, I was just going to say, give us a little idea. What's kind of, if I walk in there, what's the first spook that I can expect?
Well, I can't give away our secrets. All I can tell you, look, it's a fully indoor event. We've got actors in there. We have scares. We have different scenes in every room. So it's there'll be frights and jumps on every corner. Yeah, it's fairly scary now, I'll have to say.
I'm just remembering something I saw online once, where it was a couple going through a haunted house, and then one of the scares was, you know, like a guy with an axe. And the couple, the boyfriend, literally shoved his girlfriend down and he ran away. And then the axe murderer looked at her, looked at where the fella had run off, and just gave her the axe, and then she ran after him. So we don't know if that's going to happen, but it would be very funny if it did.
Yeah, well, look, we even see it with the groups coming in. They're running in the hall waiting to go in, and we'd say the fear is kicked out. It's the thinking of the scare that's coming that they're afraid of. Nothing has happened, but they're already up and they're agitated. They're expecting stuff to happen. That nothing has happened yet, but they're really scared before anything happens.
They're working themselves up into it. What was it that thing Hitchcock said about how, you know, if a bomb goes off, you've had maybe a second attention. But if you tell them there's a bomb under the table now and it's going to go off in 10 minutes, you've got 10 minutes attention.
Yeah, and it's 10 minutes, but it feels like a half an hour because the scares are coming at you left, right and centre, you know. And look, we'd say, and I have to mention, we'd say we have a lot of, we'd say, the volunteers that help out. We say our own club volunteers. We have Ardnamurry Faroga Club in helping us, and we have
Hello? Oh no.
I think we dropped the call there with George, unless he's going to try and scare us now with something.
In just 5 seconds, George comes in, he's like, boo. And we're like, what? That's just a fine example of the scares that you can experience.
That would be very elaborate now if that is what's happening. Sorry, George, you got cut off there for a second.
Yeah, so we have, the local drama groups, the Ardnamurry Faroga Club and club volunteers, you know, so it's a big uptake, but it's great fun to be involved in it, you know. Plus, it is a fundraiser for the club, we also, we'd say, over the last three, this is our third year now, but we also give, we'd say, donation to local charities. So the first year we gave money towards Pieta House. Last year it was Belna Autism Friendly Town. And this year it's Narcolepsy Ireland we're going to be making a donation to. So where it is raising money for the club, we're also helping out charities as well, you know.
Being part of the community and giving to the community at the same time, yeah. That's very good. So I'm looking at the details here now. The main fright nights, it says, they're Tuesday the 28th, Wednesday the 29th, and Thursday the 30th. I was going to say 31st. That's not how time works. I was just telling people.
Sorry, no, I lost you there for a second. Sorry.
No, you're okay, George. We're just confirming the details of the haunted house. Tuesday the 28th, Wednesday the 29th, and Thursday the 30th of October, 7 to 10 p.m. each night.
Mm-hmm. Each night, yeah. And we're also doing a matinee show on the bank holiday Monday. So from 3 to 4 p.m. is a sensory hour. So that's free. And then from 4.
Yeah. Looking at it here, it says, from 4 to 6 on Monday the 27th, that's when the kids' matinee is on.
Yes, so we have the kids' matinee there. Huh?
It's looking here, it says group rates available for larger parties. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. So if anyone wants to contact at that email address, hauntedhouseonthehill2025@gmail.com. Group rates, yeah. So look, on Eventbrite, it's €10 plus the booking fee. The advantage with that is you get book your own slot. But if you pay on the door, you can also pay on the door. But the only thing with paying on the door is you'll have to queue. Mm. It's first come, first served, you know. So
get in on an Eventbrite while you can and be guaranteed a spot, I suppose.
Yeah, it means you come at 7:30, you're due in at 7:30, and it takes you. Otherwise, you could be queuing for a while. Now we do have entertainment outside. We have canopies up if it's raining, you know. So we try to cover everything, you know.
Catering to everyone as well, even those who have to wait outside.
Yes, we try to make it as comfortable as possible.
Great stuff.
Until they get inside.
Yes. Yeah. Leave it comfortable outside and terrifying inside.
But at least you're dry.
Yeah, exactly.
Great stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the sweat might be coming out of them when they come out, but
they might need to cool off a little bit.
Yeah. So look, the one thing about, you know, it is a fundraiser. When you start off this, you start it off as a fundraiser. But when you get closer, you want to make sure people leave saying that was a good show, that was worth it, you know. And there's a lot of pride goes into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into it, and the last 2 years, we'd say the feedback we got afterwards was very positive. So we're hoping we can keep that going, you know?
Absolutely. And of course, as you said, they're going to the club and going to good causes as well. It'd be great to keep it up for the club and for whatever cause it is next year.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, it's nice to give a bit back, you know. Every event we do, we've had a few lip syncs in that. We've always had a charity involved, you know. You're not just taking all the money, you're giving back to help out, you know.
Absolutely. George, yeah, thanks a million for taking the time to chat with us this morning. And of course, best of luck next week for the Haunted House.
Thanks, Niall. Thanks, Sarah. And if anyone wants to venture down, they can contact Eventbrite or they can houseonthehill2025@gmail.com. If they want to get group bookings or anything like that.
Great stuff. All right, George, take it easy.
Thanks very much, guys. Bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.